KQED.
Pharmacies across the state are bracing for a blow to their revenues. Tomorrow, a 10% rate cut goes into effect for some drugs sold through Medi-Cal, the state's health coverage for low-income patients. The California Report's health reporter April Domboski has more.
Pharmacists say there is a misconception that they make a lot of money selling drugs. John Roth, the CEO of the California Pharmacists Association, says after they pay pharmaceutical companies, there's little profit left. An additional cut could put pharmacies in the red.
The margin in drug products is roughly 2-4%. And so clearly, if you're looking at a 10% reduction, then you're immediately upside down and dispensing a medication at a loss.
Some pharmacies said they would simply stop carrying certain drugs rather than take the hit. Advocates worried that would leave some patients unable to get medications for HIV or mental health conditions. So the state stepped in and created a list of 2,600 drugs that are now exempt from the cuts. But some small-town pharmacies say the remaining cuts still hurt. Nancy Dunkel is the owner of the Elmore Pharmacy in Red Bluff, 130 miles north of Sacramento. She's afraid her employees might suffer.
I've been able to carry health care for them. They have 401k and retirement plans.
Now she's not sure if the business can sustain those benefits. For the California Report, I'm April Domboski.